Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the conference call for the fourth quarter 2015 for Ourofino Saúde Animal. Today we have with us Mr. Dorival Caroati Neto, the CEO, and Mr. Fabio Lopes Jr., CFO and IRO. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded and simultaneously translated, and all participants will be in listen mode only during the company presentation. Ensuing this, there will be a question and answer section when further instructions will be given. Should any participant require assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. The audio of this conference call is being presented simultaneously through internet at the address ir.ourofino.com. You will press on webcast fourth quarter 2015 to receive the slide presentation. Before proceeding, we would like to mention that forward-looking statements made during this conference are based on the beliefs and assumptions of Ourofino's management and on information currently available to the company. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions as they relate to future events, and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur in the future. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors could also affect the future results of Ourofino and cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. I will now turn the conference over to Mr. Dorival Caroati Neto, who will begin the presentation. You have the floor, Mr. Caroati.
Thank you, and a good afternoon to all of you. Thank you for your participation in our results conference call for the fourth quarter and the year 2015. 2015 was a very positive year for Ourofino. We were able to have consistent growth, although Brazil has undergone another year of recession. We grew 23.6% in revenues, 21.3% in EBITDA, and 27.7% in net revenues. Additionally, we were acknowledged as the best veterinary pharmacological company in Latin and South America in 2015 by Animalfarma. In the production animal segment, we launched seven new products. We would like to highlight the launches in August of Vos Performa, an endectocide based on the molecule eprinomectin with a focus on cattle finishing. In November, Superion, an ectoparasiticide that is innovative and that allies the knockout effect of fipronil with the long-lasting protection of Fluorozone. In companion animals, we began at the end of 2015 the project Ourofino Distribution Pet that consists in directly servicing pet shops and clinics in the southern and western regions of the city of São Paulo. The goal is to represent a benchmark for the work of the other 42 distributors in the network, as well as foster training for the enhancement and management practices for several audiences in the animal market in Brazil. We move forward in 2015 in the strategic internationalization process. In Mexico, we have expanded our operation with an increase in the commercial team and by expanding our customer base. In Colombia, we acquired a local distributor in an operation that was closed in September. We expanded the commercial team and began the registration of new products. We continue to work to consolidate our international presence and to show consistent results during the future periods. We have made great strides in the construction of the new biological product plants, and we continue with the planning to obtain the licenses and begin the production of new vaccines at the beginning of 2017. We're quite enthusiastic about our business, and we would like to thank all of you for the trust that you have given us. I would now like to give the floor to Fabio Lopez, our CFO, who will refer to the results for the period. Thank you very much, Dolivar, and a good afternoon to all of you. We closed the year 2015, obtaining the results that were expected and with consistent growth. During the year, as was said by Dolivar, our revenues increased 23.6% vis-a-vis the previous period, reaching 534 million reais. We had an increase of 21.3% of EBITDA, adding up to 119.1 million, and an increase of 27.7% in net profit. On page 3, we highlight the growth of our net revenues for sales by 21.7% in the fourth quarter of 2015, reaching an amount of 164 million reais vis-a-vis 135 million reais in the fourth quarter 2014. In 2015, the increase was 23.6%, reaching 534 million vis-a-vis 432 million reais in 2014, an absolute growth of 102 million reais approximately. On page 4, we show you the net revenues in each business segment. In the animal production segment, the net revenue for the fourth quarter of 2015 was 135.2 million reais, an increase of 27.3% compared to 106.2 million for the same period in 2014. In 2015, the amount was 435.7 million, a growth of 26% compared to the 346.2 million for the year 2014. For the fourth quarter and year of 2015, we have had a growth sales in our present product line with a share in gains in several therapeutic classes, especially in anti-parasitic products, an increase in sales and an incremental revenue for the 7 new products launched in companion animals. The net revenue for the fourth quarter of 2015 was of 14.7 million reais, a drop of 16% compared to the 17.5 million reais in the same period in 2014. For 2015, the amount reached 62.4 million reais, a growth of 5.2% compared to the 59.3 million for 2014. This performance below our historic performance reflects the company decision of anticipating the Project Orofino distribution PET that will directly service pet shops and clinics in the south and west of the city of Sao Paulo, with sales already carried out in the first quarter of 2016. In the segment of international operations, the fourth quarter 2015 net revenues were of 14.9 million reais, an increase of 27% compared to the 11.7 million for the fourth quarter 2014. In 2015, revenues reached an amount of 35 million reais, a growth of 34.5% compared to 2014. This growth is mainly due to the increase in our branch in Mexico that had a growth of 72% in Mexican pesos vis-a-vis the previous year, reflecting the result of expanding our sales team and an expansion in our customer base. We also resumed sales in Colombia after acquiring a formal local distributor in September. On the slide on page 5, we will refer to selling and general and administrative expenses. At the end of 2015, gross profit reached 87.2 million, an increase of 12.4% with 77.6 million compared to 2014. In 2015, the amount was 297.4 million, a growth of 14.3% vis-a-vis 2014. The reduction in gross margin in the periods presented results from not fully transferring the prices of increases due to the dollar appreciation and inflation in 2015, our strategy to prioritize share gains in some products, the marketing of a less favorable mix with greater participation for poultry and swine, and of course a worse scenario of prices for vaccines for the foot and mouth disease. On the other hand, the SG&A for the fourth quarter of 2015 was 53.7 million reais compared to 49.8 million for the same period in 2014, a growth of only 7.8%, thus showing us a dilution of 4.2 percentage points on net revenues. In 2015, the SG&A was of 199.5 million reais compared to 175.6 million in 2014, a growth of 11%, showing us a dilution of 4.2 percentage points on net revenues, moving from 41.6% in 2014 to 37.4% in 2015. On page number 6, we have the EBITDA and the EBITDA margin. The fourth quarter of 2014 showed an EBITDA that added to 39.6 million reais with an EBITDA margin of 24.0% and a growth of 22.2% compared to 32.4 million for the fourth quarter 2014. In the year 2015, the EBITDA represented 119 million reais with an EBITDA margin of 22.3% and a growth of 21.3% compared to the 98.2 million reais in 2014. These results show the growth in revenues and the dilution of SG&A that offset the drop in gross margin. On page number 7, we show you the net financial expenses, social contribution, and income taxes. The net financial expenses for the fourth quarter 2015 were of 2.8 million reais compared to 1 million reais for the fourth quarter 2014. In 2014, the net debt was lower because of the contribution of IPO resources carried out in October of that year. This contribution was used partially to settle the debts indexed to CDI and contributed to a lower financial expense in 2015 that added to 10.6 million reais compared to 11.4 million reais in 2014, a decrease of 7%. Income tax and social contribution for the fourth quarter 2015 were of 6.9 million reais with a rate of 22.5% compared to 6.5 million reais and a rate of 24.3% for the same period 2014. In 2015, the amount was of 18.1 million with an effective rate of 20.7% compared to the 15.1 million and a rate of 21.8% for 2014. Net revenues for the fourth quarter of 2015 reached 23.8 million with a net margin of 14.4%, a growth of 17.2% vis-a-vis the 20 million reais for the same period in 2014. For the year 2015, net profit reached 69.2 million reais with a net margin of 13%, increasing 27.7% compared to the 54 million reais for 2014. And this is explained by the better performance of our business during the year. On slide number 8, we analyze the net debt. In 2015, the net debt over EBITDA was 1.62 times, and the index of net debt over net equity was 0.5 times. Compared to the average cost of the debt on December 31st, 2015, the percentage was 7.98% a year. For the contract signed with FINEP for a total line of $106 million, we have already proven the investments referring to the 42 million reais of the first tranche, and we have a remaining $64 million that will be released in the coming periods. On slide number 9, we would like to highlight our investments in research and development in 2015 and the technological platform. Investments in R&D total $34.1 million and represented 6.4% of net revenues for the period, in line with our historical data. According to our planning for the biotechnological platform, we are aligned with our civil construction schedule, and along with this, we continue with the activities to register vaccines at the Ministry of Agriculture. On page number 10, we will speak about the launches for 2015. 9 products were launched, 7 for production animals and 2 for companion animals. We highlight the launches in August of Vos Performance and Endexocide based on eprinomectin, focusing on cattle finishing, and in November of Superhion, an innovative ectoparasiticide that allies the knockout effect of fipronil with the long-lasting protection of Fluorazone. On page 11, we would like to show the performance of our shares since the IPO until December 30th to 15. The share during the IPO had a price of 27 reais. On December 30th to 15, we closed at 34.99%, an appreciation of almost 30%, while Ibovespa dropped 20% during the period. To conclude, on slide number 12, we would like to highlight the following. Our growth in net revenues of 23.6% in 2015, reaching 534 million reais. Our EBITDA grew 21.3% during the year, with a total of 119 million reais. Net profit increased 27.7% during the same period, for a total of 69 million. We have moved forward in our international strategic planning with the acquisition of a local distributor in Colombia. We furthermore expanded our base in Mexico, increasing the customer base. We also launched 9 products. In 2016, we continue to be motivated to attain our goals with determination, credibility, and speed. We would like to thank you for your attention. Thank you, and we will now go on to the question and answer session. Should you have any question, please press star 1 on your touch tone. At any time, if your question has been answered, please remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Questions will be taken in the order they are received. Please hold while we pull our questions. Mr. Joseph Giordano from J.P. Morgan would like to pose a question. Good afternoon to all of you. Good afternoon, Fabio. Good afternoon, Dorival. Some questions referring to your outlook on the growth of the market and which was the share of the company this year, considering you had significant growth, especially in production animals. As Fabio mentioned, have you felt any pressure on your margins during the year, and which is your outlook in terms of price increases this year, and if we should expect a recomposition of margins this year? Thank you. This is Dolivar. The outlook that we have is for a growth of the market. We still have not stated these figures. We normally wait for the figures that are informed by SINDAM. Our outlook is of approximately 10 or 11% in production animals. At least this is the benchmark we are working with. When it comes to the recomposition of our margin at the company, we're always seeking to recompose our margin and to maintain our share that is already quite expressive in the Brazilian market. Once again, all of our development plans are aligned with this, and we are beginning to grow in the market for biological products. Therefore, our margin should be better. And it is true that, unfortunately, last year, although we made some forecasts, we were not able to fully evaluate what was happening in the market. For example, the appreciation of the dollar and the increase in inflation. It is almost impossible to fully restructure our prices so as to not lose our margin because of the factors that were mentioned previously. And this is what happened last year. Despite the agility of the company when it comes to making decisions, the idea of transferring all of these changes to prices becomes ever more difficult. And we did have a certain loss in movement, but a guarantee of the good performance of the company and its organization. For the year 2016, we have once again worked with our mix of prices. Perhaps this is something cultural. Whenever the year changes, there is a new price list, and this seems to be accepted. And then we have very well prepared work in terms of pricing and positioning that is done through our marketing that will allow us to have a price increase of 8% to 9%. And of course, we will see how the market will behave in the future months. Thank you. If you allow me an additional question regarding your biological products, it seems that the plant is moving along very well. Will you be able to anticipate some products and perhaps use some of the idle capacity of the foot and mouth disease? As part of our master plan, we have taken into account all of these different moves so that we can move forward as fast as possible. We have already set these plans forth into the market. And as part of our development goals, we want to get to the final market and launch these products to the market with the approval of the market, of course, carrying out pilot tests. And all of these elements are being taken into account based on the installed capacity that we already have within our company. Thank you very much. Mrs. Daniela Eger from Bradesco would like to ask a question. Hello and a good afternoon to all of you. Thank you for the results. I have two questions. The first is a follow-up of your market share, and this relates more to competition. I understand that the depreciation of the real opens the door to competitors, especially foreign competitors. So I would like to gain a better understanding of the competitive scenario. If the international players have been able to transfer these price costs and if you have been increasing your market share to maintain your profitability. And when it comes to the companion animals, which is your outlook for revenues? How much are you going to be distributing or paying out? And which are your goals in this? Thank you very much. Thank you for the question, Daniela. When it comes to market share, Orofino has a significant production in several different segments, especially in terms of the products that we are supplying to the market, parasiticides and others. Without a doubt, with the launch of the new products that we have just sold to the market, we will have an increase in market share because we are better positioned in some segments. And once again, we are working with differentiated products. This is what we expect will happen. When it comes to our margins, companies in general are all suffering because of this dollar appreciation. And all of these companies have to work with a price readjustment. The situation of the Brazilian economy in the last few years has had a very strong impact on all companies. And because of this, companies will necessarily have to transfer these increase in costs to third parties and to others. We have some products that are missing in the market, or we sometimes depend on products that are imported. We don't have 100% national products. And of course, this will also have an impact on the price of these products. The second question refers to direct distribution. Ourofino has always worked in a very responsible way with its different channels, and we have worked very responsibly in this. And what we're doing is working with strategic planning in our business. Besides trying to work with a sales structure that is adequate for Brazil, what we're attempting to do is create an adequate background and training for our distributors. Perhaps this is the great aim of what we have just done, of trying to give back distribution to some of the regions of Sao Paulo. For some years already, we have been working with the training of entrepreneurs. We have also offered the necessary training for the development of their respective businesses. But nothing better than setting the example. And this is the great objective of our distribution in Sao Paulo. We have an excellent market benchmark in Sao Paulo, and this is what we're doing to be able to work with 42 additional distributors in Brazil. Thank you very much. A question from Itaú BBA. A good afternoon, Fabio Dorival. My question refers once again to the companion animal segment. If you have an expectation of how quickly you will achieve your sales in companion animals. Once again, the return on these sales will appear in the first quarter. And how much of the drop in sales was due to this project, or are your drop in sales due to a more difficult macroeconomic scenario? My second question refers to SG&A. Is there any reason to believe that the SG&A will increase at a faster pace or at a lower pace, and which would be the reasons for this? Thank you. This is Fabio. We're hoping that our pet sales will begin to have a stronger growth already this year in 2016. As we tend to repeat, we do not tend to analyze quarters. We are going to have consistent growth during the year, and we will be able to implement our strategy by deploying great efforts, by training the teams, by training the customers that offer direct servicing at pet shops. Therefore, once again, this is a year of a great deal of work to be able to prove our thesis, our strategic plan. But we do expect to have results still in 2016. When it comes to your question about 2015, we did fall below our expectations due to the decision that was made by the company in September, October of last year of making this change. And this is why we have had that drop in sales. Regarding your second question on SG&A, what we're hoping is to have a stabilization in this item for the year 2016. Evidently, the company will continue to make efforts to ever more dilute its expenses and to maximize what we already have. This is one of the constant searches at the company. The results in 2015 were very strong, perhaps pointing to what could happen in 2016 and 2017. Thank you very much. Mr. Marcio Montes from Banco do Brasil would like to ask a question. Good afternoon, Fabio Bolivar. Thank you very much for your results presentation. I would like to gain some more color on the cost of goods sold and the strategy that was adopted that led to an increase in your values. Marcio, we tried to clarify this. What we wanted to do at the company was once again to position ourselves in a stronger position with our customers. And we did lose significant amounts of share in the year 2015, as was mentioned. And we also had a different mix in the share of poultry and swine. This had an increase in the year 2015 because of some market opportunities, and some national companies like Orofino did not fully transfer the cost of this to their customers. Now, these three reasons, the non-transfer of the exchange rate appreciation, the different product mix of poultry and swine, and the gross margin. We also had in 2015 an increase in the price of vaccines for foot and mouth disease, and that is why our results were somewhat lower than expected. The combination of these four factors exerted a greater pressure on our costs in 2015. Of course, this was fully offset by the opportunities for growth in production animals. This perhaps was the highest historical growth that we have had in the last 10 or 15 years. And the growth rate in our company, once again, has been very strong. And what we are attempting to do is to ensure that whatever we did in 2015 will enable us to recompose our margins in 2016. I'm sorry I wasn't able to hear your answer completely. So it was the search for a greater share, transfer of the increase in inflation and the exchange variation, and a decrease in prices and shares, and your product mix. Once again, we did not fully transfer the increase in inflation and exchange variation. We only transferred part of these increases. Thank you. Should you have any question, please press star 1. Thank you very much. The question and answer session ends here. I would now like to return the floor to Mr. Dolival for his final considerations. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to once again thank all of you for the trust that you have deposited in our work, and we reiterate our commitment with the sustainable growth of our business. And once again, we are undergoing a highly unfavorable situation, but we're highly focused on the development and on offering our shareholders good results. Thank you very much once again. Thank you very much, and the conference call for the results of the fourth quarter for Orofino ends here. Have a good afternoon.